Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzer with you today with Hannah Thompson-Weeman talking about the Kirkpatrick Foundation in just a moment. Charles C. Plummer of Dow AgriSciences joining us today. Charles C., tell me how growers can incorporate Culex herbicide into their weed management plan.
Well, for broadleaf weed control, Culex herbicide fits as the core of a weed management program in wheat. It provides the grower with advanced, broad-spectrum control of troublesome weed species, such as marestail, henbit, and mustards. Culex allows for application flexibility, so growers can customize their plans to fit their specific needs and challenges. You can apply Culex in the fall or in the spring because it has a big application window from two-leaf to flagleaf emergence stage. In addition, Culex herbicide is now labeled for a pre-seed application. Culex is tank mix compatible with other herbicides, fungicides, and insecticides, and you can run the product with 100% UAN liquid fertilizer. If needed, a producer can tank mix Culex with a residual herbicide for added soil activity or run it with PowerFlex HL to achieve grass and broadleaf weed control.
And you can learn more by visiting FlexibleWeedControl.com. Is the Kirkpatrick Foundation, based in Oklahoma City, an anti-animal agriculture organization? Some folks have asked that question, and Hannah Thompson-Weeman with the Animal Agriculture Alliance says they've checked in on those allegations.
We were interested in this group because we had heard from some of our members in Oklahoma that they did have some potentially problematic stances on animal care. There are some connections between the group and the Humane Society of the United States. There are folks in leadership roles at the Kirkpatrick Foundation that are also on boards and advisory positions to the Humane Society, and that's a big red flag for us because HSUS is very negative towards animal agriculture. They are opposed to eating meat. They don't believe our industry should exist. So we watch them very carefully. So we did have someone attend the conference, and a couple of their takeaways, one of the first things they pointed out was that all the food served was vegan. There were no animal products provided at that conference, which is, you know, kind of the first thing that tells you that there's definitely an agenda here. They're not here to talk about improving animal welfare. They're not here to talk about advancements in caring for animals. They're opposed to the industry if they're not even willing to serve animal products at their conference. One of the discussions at the event was a recent animal study that was done that looked at the state of animal welfare in Oklahoma. And when it comes to animal agriculture, the study revealed that animals are being cared for according to laws and standards in Oklahoma, but a significant amount of those studied that responded felt like it wasn't enough. There still wasn't enough being done on farms. Even though farmers are doing everything right and following every regulation they've been given, it's just not enough, which goes along with that idea about an incremental changes approach. We're going to continue to move the needle until production is unsustainable. That survey also asked about promoting veganism and what our attitudes towards promoting veganism in schools via things like Meatless Mondays, and that was more controversial. I think 66% of the respondents did not support that, but 25% did, and the fact that they even asked that question, again, gives you some clue into their mindset and where they might be going in the future. It's also interesting to note they had Bruce Friedrich speak at the conference. He is with the Good Food Institute, which is a trade association representing companies that produce meat alternatives, whether that's lab-grown, cell-cultured, or vegetable-based products. So he has been with PETA before. He used to be with Farm Sanctuary. He is very, very extreme, completely wants to get rid of animal agriculture. And his comments, of course, reflected that. And were very negative towards conventional production. So those kind of give you some insights into where this organization might be headed, and it's definitely one that folks in Oklahoma should be paying attention to, seeing if there are any ways to positively engage or influence, because they may be coming out with some policies or positions that are really, really troublesome for producers.
So literally, this is the type of group that's trying to move the goalpost along the way.
That's a big strategy we see with activist groups, is moving the goalposts. They call it the incremental changes approach. They know that just going to people and saying, go vegan, isn't going to work, because 95% of Americans eat meat. They enjoy eating meat. They want to keep eating meat because it's delicious and nutritious, as we all are very well aware. So these groups have started moving to this incremental changes approach, where instead of just saying, stop eating these products, they're attacking certain practices and trying to move the needle to make production less and less efficient. efficient, less and less affordable and productive. One great example of that is cage-free eggs. We saw this huge push towards cage-free eggs. A bunch of restaurant and retail brands said they were only going to sell cage-free eggs. And we're already seeing groups like HSUS talk about how cage-free isn't enough. It's got to be pasture. And we're just going to continue to see that. It's going to go more and more and more until the answer is that no egg is good to eat and people shouldn't be eating them. So that's exactly the type of concern we have about this sort of group, that they might seem on the surface to consumers or other influencers to be a balanced and an approachable group because they aren't saying go vegan on the surface, but that certainly could be an agenda that creeps in over time.
Hannah Thompson-Weeman talking about the Kirkpatrick Foundation. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Attend this year's premier soil health event, the 23rd annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 29th through the 30th at the Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. Keynote speakers include Jay Fuhrer and David Montgomery. Choose from 50 breakout sessions with speakers like Christine Jones, Brian Jorgensen, Russell Hedrick, Lucas Criswell, Chris Nichols, and other soil health leaders, and enjoy networking with local, regional, and international soil health producers. Register now at www.notill.org.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.